Oh, we wrestling episode 52. We're going to do a tier list face tweener and heel in AEW with Hayes God and Ari Start from Get Your Bars Off podcast. And Dre Mike is muted. Episode 52, Oh, we wrestling podcast. You know, sometimes you can start with your mic unmuted.
Yeah, I have to mute it. I have to yell at somebody.
Turn on my beloved mic up.
Slim, what's up, Dre? How you doing? Gotta get the dough, babies need nourishment. Yeah, unmute your mic. Yeah. Hunger games up in my head.
Gotta get the dough, babies need nourishment. I mean, gotta go, sir. The
facts. Virgil. All right.
Nah, you ain't doing me like that. You ain't doing me.
For my black queen, Sasha.
And Goldust. All right.
Yo, you are foul, bro. You are
Jeff Hardy at number five.
Number five.
Goldust. All right, Goldust. All right, Ty.
You do that, all right.
Eddie Guerrero going to Wrestling God. Yeah, just going to have to be mad. That's just going to have to be mad. That's just how it works. Nah, you... Whoa. I'm giving a horn swallow. You get a god darn spirit swallow. You get nasty, nasty, filthy top five. Peers, who as it appears, ain't on
my tier. Being hated by cats who ain't make it, that ain't my fault. My favorite what?
What is your favorite fitness move?
Favorite?
It doesn't matter what your favorite fitness move.
Oh no. Oh, this
oh god damn it. He's on total 40%. Yeah. Yo, Montez, I'm taking fucking
yeah, 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 I was about to say this. Hold on, yo. You lucky WWE got copyright, love. Boy, I would play the street fuck.
I'm excited.
It
should be fun. I'm gonna beat her ass. But...
Alright, talk your talk.
I'm more interested in it now than I was before. To be honest with you, I mean, I was interested in it because it's, you know, it's money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. You gotta have some good and bad in their team. And even when it don't make sense, I even. So that's why I thought.
I mean, because really, that was their, other than like the AJs and stuff like that, that was really his, you know what I'm saying? That was like the most credible.
So,
hey, angles right over my face too perfectly. That is funny.
I try. Yo, listen. I try. Stop. Let it happen. I'm gonna need you to relax.
Dog. It's like you knew where I was going to be on the screen.
Relax.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Going on, fellas. Episode 52, OE Wrestling, face, heel, tweener, and AEW. I'm going to shout out the name. Y'all let me know. Especially with AEW's pay-per-view event around the corner tomorrow. AEW All Out. Once again, I got to ask y'all, are y'all excited for All Out?
Not really. I'm just fucking around now. Of course I am, man. CM Punk, Chicago. Hopefully you got MJF. I'm excited now after WWE's pay-per-view because I know after WWE having a good pay-per-view, that's only going to make AEW go that much more hard. And there's the NXT on the same day.
You think they get in a high school speech, Dre, like the little high school varsity speech at halftime?
Well, I hope it ain't Kenny Omega. I hope it ain't Kenny Omega again. If it was up to me, 8 out of 10 of y'all would not even be here, bruh.
Oh my god.
That was such a nasty one. Kenny Omega, you have some audacity saying that, considering you're the person responsible for like all those off-brand women wrestlers from DDT coming over. But I digress. Who are we gonna start with?
Hikaru Omega.
Who?
Hold on. Yo, it's a bar. Yo. It's a bar. You don't know your New Japan Pro Wrestling relationships.
I mean, Who?
Not who? Not Kofi Kingston move. All right, y'all. Here we go. Tier list. Not the Nat Squad. Matter of fact, just to keep this show going and entertainment, we gonna do the Nasty Squad.
Oh my god, yo!
Austin Gunn. Let's start off like Austin Gunn, face tweener Hill. Austin Gunn, and also, how do you feel about the superstar that I call out? We're not just gonna place them where they at, but Austin Gunn, first superstar.
He's 100% heel.
And what's
we got the controversy outside the ring.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the word. He dropped the bomb. He tried to say he had sensitivity training. All that, you know. But when your father is Don Blackface on two separate occasions, I guess the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, relax.
He's over here trying to rap with Max Caster to like make up and everything for like, yo guys, I'm hip. I understand now. I took a sensitivity class and learned how to freestyle. Like, we good?
Yo, I learned how to freestyle.
I said a hit. The hip.
By invite to the barbecue, guys? No, sir, you're not.
So let's keep the story going. Billy Gunn.
He's a tweener.
Billy Gunn?
I'm gonna say tweener because I want to say hell. I don't care.
I want to say tweener
because I have gotten this from people tweener. Who watch the product.
He I don't said, have them as a face.
Them kids. He said, "F them just, kids." I'm gang.
No, because technically, he turned on the Acclaim for his kids, so he went heel, and then the next thing you know, they turn on him, and then he gets saved by the Acclaim. So it's like. You tried to be heel, and then the heels kicked you out of the heels. And he got saved by the baby faces like a week later. So, like,
he got jumped out the set.
Yeah, but like, you didn't necessarily do nothing yourself to be a good guy. You got saved after being a bad guy. You just weren't a good bad guy. Like,
boy, this is going to be a great conversation. I'm glad I rolled up. Sure. What about Brian Cage?
Oh, I'm gonna say tweener because they ain't doing nothing with him.
Do we got the nasty?
Or
do we get the nasty for Brian? Like he just gets the nasty, bro. Like pause if needed, but like Tony Khan, like
they brought him back and it was like I was excited for it. Pause and all of a sudden, next thing, what are we doing?
He's the person who showed me Tony Khan could be as petty as Vince McMahon because, like, he literally just like hired him back just so he can't do nothing, just so he could sap the passion of wrestling out of this guy. Like, like if you still have any passion for wrestling left and you're like willing to go anywhere, WWE even said they're not even interested. If WWE the competition say we don't want him. And you still sign him under a contract just so he can't do nothing? Like, that's dirty, bro. I don't even put him in tweener. Like, he is just dirty. He is blackballed. It feels like.
He said, "Make another column."
My boy Christian
Colt Cage. Cabana column, like.
I mean, oh. Bro. Let me.
He's
let me
getting Colt Cabana, bro. You'd have thought he slept with CM Punk. Oh, never mind. I was about to say CM Punk.
You moved that over there so fast without nobody's input or nothing. We already know.
Hey, hold up. With these tweeners and fans, can we put it in order too of like who's like the number one? Like Billy Gunn, that means you're the number one.
Before Cage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cage will probably be last the whole time.
No, Cage would be first other than MJF. Because I'm saying, like, first is the best in this case.
Yeah, that's what I think. Cage would be wise as a tweener.
Oh, all right. I'm thinking of the other Cage. I was thinking of Christian Cage would be so bad.
Oh, no. Yeah, Christian Cage, though. Yeah, hell.
Are we really going through the 100%, whole roster? 100%.
Okay, let me focus. No, we're not through the whole roster. 100%, we're not.
Cole just want to get the, like, Cage. Unknown people so he can make fun of them.
Christian, yeah.
Nah, like, I'm just trying to tell you, Brian Cage is not an unknown. Brian Cage is not an unknown.
On AEW, he is. He makes Jay Lethal's record look impressive.
Okay.
All right.
That does make the conversation good. Oh, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to argue with y'all early. So we're going to do Bryan Danielson.
Face.
Definitely a face. Great face, too. I can't wait to see him versus Chris Jericho. That's definitely gonna be a fire.
Hey yo, Ari's in the, I believe he's backstage.
Oh yeah, he is.
Brian Danielson ain't no face.
We actually read the comments in the over face. Here.
He's not a good person. He's not a good person.
I mean, Daniel Bryan. I mean, if you talk about Bryan Danielson, probably before, you know what I'm saying, Blackpool Combat Club, I would say he's probably a heel slash or maybe a tweener. But I'm saying he's a babyface.
I'm not gonna lie with you, Ari. I low key on the tweener side. I'm on the tweener side myself because he's one of those he can switch at any given time. But it works. I know Big Show's watching back say, like, I wish I could do that.
They did it like that.
I'm going to give him face right now because he's doing charity.
Yeah, I give him face. I mean,
he's doing excellent charity right now. He's doing charity with Chris Jericho. Like he's doing charity for Daniel Garcia.
Oh, God.
Charity for Jake Hager.
Goodwill. Drop off clothes.
This is real life Goodwill.
Oh my God. I'm sitting over here thinking you like real life charity, like, you know, homes for homeless and shit.
All
like,
the people he could be in that ring wrestling with still on the show, and he out here wrestling Jake Hager. That's but charity.
No, like me personally, I have him as a tweener. Like, he's got a heel move set, bro.
He definitely got a heel moveset.
That's a heel ass moveset for you to be saying this is a good guy.
100%. Your babyface. He might have the most heel moveset.
Bro. the LaBelle lock is evil. Let somebody try it. That thing is evil.
When he holds your hands and just stomps on your face over and over, that is like the most nasty thing. Like,
bro, like, how much are you paying me for this? No.
Daniel Bryan's matchups like need a "Don't try this at home" label. All right, man. I guess tweener then, man. Damn.
I'll lean with tweener because he definitely.
That's what I'm talking about. And then we said we keeping it in order, of course, top tweener. Absolutely. Yo, honestly, I should have did that fourth column.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter.
Feel like, that I feel like he's different from Billy Gunn and Brian Cage.
Hold on.
It's like
a different
type of tweeter. So
let's still talk about Bryan Danielson. So I'm gonna fix it. I got to add a column. You got to have it. It doesn't matter, column.
The trash bin.
It doesn't matter.
The trash icon. Your computer's trash icon.
Recycle bin. Recycle.
Oh, come on, no.
Hell yeah. MS-DOS trash bin.
Oh, I can't add a... How you add a thing?
the Ring of Honor Fight for Never.
I can't add a column.
Okay, it's all good.
Oh yeah, let's just keep it going. That's funny though.
Bailey, yo, man, I'm watching the replay, man. Bailey is killing me with these damn pants.
No, like, we're not gonna do that in AEW. Not gonna do that,
Bailey.
AEW. Oh my gosh, it's just canceled out AEW. We talked about Bailey. Daniel Garcia.
100% tweeter at the moment.
Yeah, literally, literally in every sense of the fucking word.
He might even be higher than Daniel Bryan right now just due to a storyline. Like, he's literally all the fits. Like,
so you put him before?
Yeah, we got to wait for that custody hearing tomorrow.
I can't put him before Bryan,
but yeah,
I can't put him before Bryan.
Yeah, can't.
No hate in the home. Brock Anderson.
It doesn't matter what your name is, yo. Don't even throw him on the. Don't even throw him on there, bro.
Yo, oh my god.
I see who this person is.
Talk amongst yourself. I gotta add one. I gotta add.
What is his name?
I can't go through this list anymore. I can't.
So many of these people are gonna be on that Fight Forever game that FTR isn't on, and that's nasty, bro. That's so nasty, bro.
That's nasty. Why is FTR not
some of these people, it's just
FTR. FTR was signed to that company before Thunder Rosa, Jade Cardgill, so many people, and they all in the game, and they not. If they have Fuego del Sol in the game, and they don't have them, nasty, bro. I already know they're going to have that little. They said that they got to the modeling stages and there were some issues, and so they couldn't put them in there. Oh, yeah, hold up for 1 second. Yeah. You.
Don't do the transaction on the pod. This man is so nasty. Yo. Dre said, "You're what you got for me is connected."
Halcyons, GHB, Placidil. No, the Placidils I think were in the early 90s, but I know there was some GHB and Halcyons on the flight.
Oh no, none of that. No, he didn't get one of those, did he?
Did he?
Oh my god. Not the Halcyones.
Okay. Add a row below. Here we go, y'all. We lit.
Oh my god. What is this?
It doesn't matter. All right, I'm going to keep it nice. I'm just going to write Job Squad. How about that? No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, we lit.
The one thing I do like about Taco Bell is those cinnamon twists. Those come in, those are clutch.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell sponsor us. Look at that.
I don't know about sponsor. They ain't all that.
Oh, Jesus.
Dre, we good. Yeah, all right, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we
where
good.
Where was we at? It somebody had to make sure. Matter.
It throw Brian Cage on there also. You could throw Austin Gunn on there as well. If you're being real.
Oh my god!
There's a lot of things that matter right now. Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll let him live.
We might add somebody else because up next, Brock Anderson.
It doesn't matter. 100%. Any objections? That's a lot of it doesn't matter on here. Hold up though. Who's more of an it doesn't matter? Brian Cage.
Or... I like the combo.
Hey, Fresh.
That's a nasty combo. That's a nasty ECW. Combo. Who doesn't matter more? Yeah. Oh man, I think Brock is less valuable than Brian Cage, but I mean, it's really
Brock
no
is
value
on TV
in either.
More though.
Yikes!
He Look is. Who his father is.
He is.
Yeah, Cage is definitely behind though. In a lot, Sue Surfer.
Not really, bro. Just because Arn Anderson is his father don't mean
nothing. I'm talking about who's on TV more.
That's because Arn Anderson is his father.
And once again, Cage is not getting utilized at all.
Yeah, he doesn't matter at all.
Like, at all, bro. Like,
you know what? Hold up. Cage.
People still want to see Brian Cage more than they want to see Brock.
Hold up. You know what? We got to put Brian Cage number one at it doesn't matter, bro. Because Brian Cage is the only person who asked for a release from his contract, and then WWE said, "We don't want you."
Oh my God.
Then Tony signed him to put him in Ring of Honor. Like, that's like a lot of you don't matter going on right here. Like, you don't matter to our main show, so we're gonna throw you on Ring of Honor. The competition publicly states they don't want you. Like,
I saw that comment. Why does Loso
get some face going? Dante Martin.
Baby face.
Yeah, we got a baby face finally.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, whoa, you put him in tweener.
No, I know. I had to scroll up.
Oh, I was like, whoa, what's going on? I was like, I need the story.
Yeah, self-explanatory. King of flips.
Darby Allin.
He's a...
Babyface. I'll say babyface.
He's mm-hmm. a tweener.
He's a tweener? I can't go with babyface.
He's a... Because he's emo, he's a tweener.
Because he's emo.
Oh my God, baby face, bro. Oh my God.
He's like an emo.
Jesus fucking.
Yo, oh my God.
Good Lord, yo.
It's a fucking emo.
He's a fucking emo. He's going
to. Yo, bro.
Ain't that what a tweeter is? Like, ain't that like, I mean. Dude will kill a person, bro. Like,
you don't know how you feel.
Hey, we was talking about. We was talking about Daniel Bryan's moveset and how it's like not really a baby face, but Darby Allin with them casket matches, he be trying to kill somebody up in there, bro. Like,
the feud be intense.
That okay.
Eddie Kingston.
Ooh, baby face. The crowd literally adores that man.
Baby face for sure. Yeah.
Pussy.
Oh wow! You got some history. Oh. You got some history with Eddie. What happened? Cole? What happened, Cole?
I said you broke up Ortiz. You made him leave.
Eddie Kingston. Until I get that real New Yorker shit.
He smacked Sammy Guevara, my G. Like,
so let's have this still
have this
sensitive.
Hey,
he emo
too. Ass all day.
He emo too. We might need another still... section for emo.
No,
like
we're
right
not
in between face and tweener emo.
That's not a category, yo. Dude, hate Alexa Bliss in a lot. The old Alexa Bliss,
yo. Hold up. Eddie Kingston over Dante for babyface.
I agree.
I would put Eddie Kingston over Darby Allin as babyface. Awesome. He is the embodiment of the everyday man. He like just like
oh, that's
the majority.
That regurgitated podcast.
I don't
right
know,
there.
Bro. Over.
He's the ultimate babyface heel. He's the person people.
How do y'all feel about that? How
see,
do y'all
exactly,
feel about
ultimate
that?
Ultimate babyface heel. That's why, like, I have.
I'm going
like,
with Darby.
Darby Allin.
Hey, hold up. Eddie kind of is a tweeter because, like, he's a
that's
face,
what
but
I was thinking.
But he be talking spicy.
He be talking crazy, like
he be
for
talking
real
wild world. Spicy.
You let
I feel y'all on the
face
thing
because
of the crowd. That's the only reason why I backed up. That dude's a tweener.
You don't get don't to talk to grown men like that.
Yeah, anybody
Big
be a
Show
tweeter.
Both
of them emo. But yeah, I feel like because of his dialect, I would probably put him in a tweeter, bro. Like, he is not your cookie cutter.
I agree.
No, I said it. This is like cookie cutter, and I'm like, I'm just like, he's just a baby face. So
I mean, at the same time, CM Punk is the same cloth though. So it's like if we go do that, then CM Punk will be considered a tweener as well.
I got CM Punk as a tweener.
Do you?
What y'all thought?
CM Punk as a face.
I'll say he's a tweener. It really depends on the field where he stands.
Facts. He has showed that. So now where do we put him though?
Definitely first.
First, I agree.
Whether face or tweener, Punk is first.
All right, Danhausen.
His face.
It doesn't matter.
Thank Super baby. Oh
my face. God.
Yo, he's a baby face. Yo. Where do you have him on the list, though?
I'll have him right before he's Dante.
Over, I was about to say he's over Dante Martin. That's about it. Without doing anything, pretty much, just his constant being around in segments, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. Alex Reynolds from the Dark Order.
Babyface. I mean, you put him in, you know.
Dante? I'm putting him after Dante. I'm not putting him before Dante.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I'm not even a huge Dante fan, but nah.
No, they've given Dante more looks. But, I mean, he is on the pay-per-view, and Dante isn't, so there's a...
But Dante, isn't Dante in the ladder match?
Yeah, he is. He's in the casino ladder match. Yes. He's the only one that's not with a tag team partner. That's why I know
he's in. I swear they better not have his brother come out again, bro, like...
Hell no.
He got the worst luck, bro.
You talk about these niggas competing with WWE after that show. You think they're going to bring this nigga brother on?
Anthony Bowens.
Do Angelico.
No, Anthony Bowens.
Yeah, so.
Babyface. They're acclaimed, definitely babyfaces.
Yeah, right. I put him over Danhausen, too. Acclaimed is super over right there.
Scissor
definitely
me.
Over Dante. Yes. Definitely
no,
over Dante.
No.
Definitely Ari, over Dante.
Nope. No, Art. Matter of fact, there you go. Cause of Ari.
Oh wow. No.
That's your play. That's not.
That's your what? That's your what?
That's why they're
that for me.
They're in the tag team.
No.
He's over right now. You know he's a face.
Wait, you want to say that's my man?
Yo, that's it. They all
have to be out here, boy. Y'all wildin', boy.
They all out man. Right now because of that.
Don't be with friends.
I thought we were equal. I thought it was gonna be some equality out here. I need justice. Need justice for us. You're supposed to hit the B on that nigga. Yeah.
Hold up. Shit today.
Anthony over Danhausen. Danhausen hasn't done enough yet.
Sizzle me, daddy. Else.
You're really trying
That's
to
run, right.
Damn it.
All right, Andrades El Igador.
Nigga, why are you doing this to me, bro? Angelico.
Nigga, does he even wrestle for these niggas?
I just want to say it doesn't matter. No, that's why I didn't say him. And that's why I didn't say him. Andrades.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
He just beat the shit out of the Dark Order with the canes and shit. Like,
he ain't been doing much though.
He's such an asshole.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm satisfied where Jarvis is getting like with the.
He just had his homie demasked another luchador within his organization.
That was horrible timing with it.
It was horrible timing, but we got minor business, man. That's
after Oba got knocked out too. That's the funny thing that we failed to mention.
He got knocked out all of this
reckless.
Shit, man.
Reckless.
I love it.
Kenny Omega is not a safe worker out here knocking people out.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Brian Pillman Jr.
These niggas pussy.
And then going to continue to lift him up. He lifted up a dead body and dropped
him. How strong is that?
This thing is
anyway.
Kenny. Guys, reload.
Put Kenny in. Shush. Shush, please.
Brian Pillman Jr.
It doesn't matter.
My man's a baby face, dog. He just needs his. The thing is, he hasn't had
It doesn't matter for a reason, Ari. It doesn't matter. It transcends heel and baby face. It doesn't matter. It doesn't discriminate if you're a
because when he was going up, when he was going off against MJF, niggas was around for it.
How long ago was that though?
I mean, it's nice. He had to go off TV. I forgot what it exactly was for, but he had to go off TV.
Give us a good one, Frost. I thought that was El Generico for a second, but it's Diego. How do you say his name?
It's Edge.
Dan Lambert.
Oh, shit.
Bruh.
It definitely doesn't matter. Come on, man.
And to be honest, he's a tweener, if anything.
Yeah, I'm putting him in tweener. No, it matters. Dan Lambert is good for television. And I'm putting him over Billy Gunn.
Because he don't fuck with none of this shit that's going on.
None of it.
But when he was going against Cody and them, he was jai talking some real shit.
Fire, bro. Britt Baker, Dr. DMD.
This is tough because the people love her, but she is through and through a heel. And I'm going to keep it talk. I'm going to stay with that because I feel like we need to kind of like keep that, even though some the people love her, she moves through and through like a heel.
Yeah, she's a heel. She's so good at it that she's liked.
Right. There is nothing babyface about her.
At all.
Hook.
Tweener?
I'll say.
You don't really give a fuck about nobody.
I'll say that's
debatable with babe, bro.
I say tweener because I really don't think he gives a shit about anybody.
And the fans just love it, right?
You know what's going to be crazy? Shit. You know what's crazy about
I agree with Tweener. I actually agree with Tweener. It's just the fans just love it so much.
That nigga was about to fuck
it's like
up.
It's almost like a forced baby face position, though. It's like he can start doing heel stuff, and it's not
well. No,
matter.
I got to put him. I got to put him baby face. I got to put him baby face because
this.
Look.
Watch this. I'm going to say with Hook, it doesn't matter. It really don't. He don't talk too much. He don't have a persona where he needs to be face or heel.
Then or I would tweener. Do tweener. Not on
he
this
just,
list.
All he do is just go there and whoop ass.
I do tweener, but not it doesn't matter. Not on this list.
I'm just saying, it's not a pun. Honestly, tweener, then. He kind of really don't matter with Hook.
I agree with tweener because if Ari's kind of right and Dre's right. It's like the fans.
I'm going to tell you my face. I'm gonna tell you why face because with CM Punk right now, he could literally go heel or face at this pay per view. Bryan Danielson, even though his moveset is definitely heel, even though he's a good guy with the Blackpool, they could go heel at any moment. Daniel Garcia, he's like already in the fence. Dan Lambert, it depends. Like he's normally the bad guy, but if it's working with someone more hated like a Sammy Guevara, they become the good guy. Billy Gunn. The same thing with Hook. Everybody just likes Hook. It isn't is he gonna go bad guy? You know,
it's not even that. It's the actions he do in the ring. He literally will like have his back, like part of my back type shit, or just walk over you in the ring and type shit, like very cocky, very like you know what I'm saying, shit like that. As a new person, you're not supposed to be like that, quote unquote.
I mean, Eddie Kingston. I mean, if we're talking about just like that type of, whether you want to call it emo or.
Yo,
or
what's
hood,
up,
you
bro?
Know what
like
saying?
A nigga like didn't give you your refund.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm with Dre now because he's like the same thing with Eddie Kingston. Like they might have the attitude, but you're a face, bro. Like they love you. You can't get around it. And Dre does make a point. Like if you look at the list with CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Daniel Garcia, Hook, like he really can't do no wrong right now. For real. He can do the most hillest actions. And they're gonna root for him. Like soon as his theme music plays, soon as you cue action, is
I blame white privilege.
It's lit. I'm going with face. I do got face.
Goddamn white privilege.
I lost Hook. That fast. So where do you have him on the face?
Oh my God, Seema. Who's Seema?
I'm back, yo.
Seema. That nigga hasn't wrestled on there since year one.
that we're not doing everybody on the list. It's just people that was at some point on the
AEW roster. It doesn't matter. Should be higher.
Where do you put Hook though? If you put him as a face,
baby face, I would put him right before Danhausen.
I'm putting him right before Bowens.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's fair.
Hangman Adam Page.
You could put him right before Darby Allin on that baby face.
I was about to say, Ari, you damn straight, man. That was the ultimate baby face right now. That whole CM Punk impromptu just really made Hangman Adam Page. It like raised his stock with anyone who's anti CM Punk. So he is like their go-to guy.
Only in wrestling I know white people can be happy that a man is a drunk on a job and want him to be champion.
Turn your mic up. Y2J Chris Jericho.
Go on, put him right
after. A heel for sure.
Yeah, I'll put him right. Where y'all putting him, before or after Christian, though? I'll say before. You put in a little bit more work.
I'm putting him after.
He might have put in more work, but Christian's quality right now is just.
Quality over the quantity, bro.
He's had some nasty feuds too. But if we go off right at the moment,
real prisoner of the moment shit.
I can't.
I'm locked up. They won't let me out. Brody King. We're on the hill list, obviously.
Yeah, he's a hill. So
I put him right after Andrade. He's still kind of like getting his footing in.
Not mad at that.
I'd probably put him before Andrade, man. Like, they just have been totally dropping the ball with Andrade. Like, he's slowly starting to get somewhere with Rush coming in and everything, but.
But just because Brody's in a cool faction doesn't mean he needs to be cool.
Yeah. I mean, they're like really neck and neck. It's kind of hard to really.
Yeah, that's what I said. Brody by next year is definitely going to be. I can't argue with that. Hopefully.
Oh, boy. You know what? Let's start this shit. The cleaner, Kenny Omega.
I'm going to say tweener.
I'm going to say heel.
I say tweener because it depends on the situation. If you look at, like, moments with the Bryan Danielson joint, yeah, they were shit-talking, but it was still, like, a respect there. And then you look at the Will Ospreay situation where it's like, okay, it's a respect there, but it's wild disrespect there. Like, it depends. Like, he can talk very filthy to a motherfucker and still kind of, like, big them up in the same way. Like, it's the weirdest fucking thing, bro.
So, obviously, the debate, which I can see and I agree with, is between tweener and Hill. Let me ask Ari something first before we settle or whatever. Ari, on either or, tweener or Hill, is he first?
I'll put him before Daniel Bryan Danielson.
Once again, I said, is he first?
Either it's under
tweener or Hill. Let's say we pick either or.
I'm putting him under tweener, and I'll have him after CM Punk.
So he's not first, basically. You're not answering my question. But okay, I feel you. That's all I wanted to know. At least you're a realist right now. No, notice I ain't do my guy. Kenny Omega, so where we got him, tweener or Hill?
I'll put him a tweener. I'll put him a tweener because he now returns.
Because I agree with
Twin. He's another person that really depends on the feud.
I agree with Ari on that statement. Yeah. He kind of reacts.
Hangman, he was talking filthy to Hangman, yo.
So Dre, you got him before Danielson?
With the tweeter.
Especially like you said too, Dre, with him coming off this return, that with baby
tweeter,
it's evident.
With the tweeter, I think Omega's more, yeah, I definitely got him before Bryan Danielson. Yeah. Brad Danielson's more like leaning towards babyface than.
He has like a 60-40, 70-30 type thing. It's his moveset. Omega's
like right there on the 50-50.
Damn, nigga, relax.
He really could like go either way, kind of like a punk. If he let you know too, like, yo, I know y'all cheering me right now, but I'm not a good guy. I'll cheat him in. Like, I'll do what it takes to. Like,
he shouldn't die. Yay!
Evil Uno.
He's evil. but he's a baby face.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's a baby face.
I'm sorry.
I really fuck with Evil Uno, man. Underrated, bro.
He does have some nice moves that I never seen.
Right now, a match with him and KO will really surprise you, bro. They are really very similar in their styles.
I believe it.
Better Rumble.
Colt Cabana.
Not on the roster.
Here we go. It doesn't matter.
Nah, we're not gonna do because
he's really like
that,
one of
yeah.
the biggest baby faces in the industry.
Baby face.
Love that dude everywhere.
Give Colt his flowers, man.
Yeah, you gotta
somebody
give
gotta do it.
He literally is loved.
We're giving Colt Cabana chance. He's definitely before Brian Pillman Jr.
Bro,
he's definitely at least before
him. You
could might be before Dante Martin.
Danhouse. I put him
Yo, it was the
I don't know about the Anthony Bowens.
You moved it too quick. I was moving too quick.
I don't know about the Anthony
Bowens.
You have
Colt Cabana show up on AEW TV. He's getting probably one of the biggest like pops for no reason.
Yo, you know what? Actually, if I'm being now that I think about it, Colt Cabana got one of the bigger YouTube and the podcast, and he's the front runner for like the pro wrestling tees. I'd probably put him before Anthony Bowens and Danhausen. And that's pretty remarkable considering they don't do anything with him at all. It's the same thing with Jay Lethal, where it's like you're pretty much like going off your reputation prior to AEW. Like people,
you know, it's crazy though. I feel
waiting for you to get that
this shit.
Look, you know,
I think Kenny Omega probably smoked a couple niggas, probably a good like 70% of this list.
Here we go.
Just throwing it out.
All right. This ain't like a the same.
Jay Lethal. Jay.
Smoked him.
The Lethal.
Smoked him too.
Jay Lethal.
He's a heel. It's boring.
He's a classic. Yeah, he's a classic.
It's been pretty boring, but he's a heel.
I'll put him before Andrade.
I'll put him up before Andrade, because he actually.
I'm not gonna lie, that is a good argument. I kind of feel Brody King over Andrade too, and that's my guy.
Yeah.
I mean, low key, what he did with Darby is a lot of work. I will say that, yeah, because Andrade just going around slapping niggas ain't good enough for me.
Yeah,
I don't like you. Go out there and do this for me.
Look at Jonathan Grisham. He can almost fit his entire body in this little small square. It's like a
relax, dude. Jesus, dog. He's a brother.
Everybody else, he got like just a head and maybe like a shoulder. Like and this dude, he got like the from the head to the waist. he got a hell.
Why the hell you got Hiroshi Tanahashi?
Oh my gosh. I lost who I was saying.
This nigga got Jay White on here and shit.
Ethan Page. We got Ethan Page.
Underutilized.
Two Fuego del Souls. They got two of Fuego.
Where you got Ethan?
He's a heel, but man, he is just so
Ethan is a Ethan's a heel, but he's a it doesn't matter heel. I put him at the top of the it doesn't matter.
I would love to see a feud with him and Hangman Adam Page. No pun intended because of their last name. I think that's just two great young superstars that need to get in the ring with each other. A good baby face and
that
a really
good,
good heel. You gotta
I will
start.
Put him, I will put him at the. It doesn't matter though. Right now,
I kind of agree with you, but he's a good heel though.
He's a.
We
good
gotta
talker,
see what's gonna happen with this Stokely situation.
Austin Gunn, if anything, put him behind Austin. If that's the case, Austin Gunn at least had a storyline right now. Ethan Page's whole skit has been not having the opportunity.
Right.
Like you go out there and.
That's
go
what I'm
off
saying.
On the mic,
I thought it was just going to be just him and Stokely, but apparently it's going to be like more than that. I thought Stokely was going to build his own family, but his family looking a little.
I think he's building the Ring of Honor brand. Hold up. You put Don Callis's tweener.
Babyface Mize.
Number one, too. You beat that. The number one in the
game. That nigga is a baby face.
Oh, that nigga's an ultimate heel, man. That,
no, he's even, not. He's we're not even going off friends. His
impact.
Wait.
Even going off so his he's impact not only reputation.
Supporting his friends.
He's the ultimate
he's
heel.
He's supporting his nephew friends.
He makes it uncomfortable for every female talent in the backstage locker room every time he shows up. He is
y'all
the ultimate heel.
Mad at this man because he's hyping up family?
He's the ultimate heel. He makes it uncomfortable.
Man, you've been in New York
too long. Yeah.
Dre been in New York a little too long. Who else is on this list? Interesting to talk about. I like this.
Some of these people I've never even seen. Like, who's this white dude with like the like shaved side heads and like the
yo, RPG? Jay Cargill. Jay Cargill. Where we putting Jay?
Heel.
Where? She's a heel. I put her before Britt Baker.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what?
I agree. Definitely. No, not before Jericho. She's not so yet. Dang not
dominant.
Yet.
She's so Britt. Dominant in her position, bro.
Nah, dog.
She's been
Britt
so
really
dominant
not
in
yet.
Her position.
Stop it right there.
The same shit, bro. Britt can really just entice, can really make these women wrestlers feel like shit, bro.
Hold up, man. Gosh. Yeah.
I bet Britt would cook Jade, and I love Jade.
In a wrestler? Yeah.
No, I'm talking about on the mic. With ease.
And you know I'm a fan of both. I don't know about with ease, though.
Oh, right? Yeah, because she don't need... Think about it, bro. She pretty much say the same shit. Cut the shit. I'm that bitch. You can't fuck with me. Whatever the fuck type shit should be saying. Same shit, bro.
Man, we not about to do that. You caping for Britt right now, dog. We not about
I'm not.
We not about to slander black excellence. Y'all
can't even be on Dre's side because he hates.
I'll say we can champion black progression.
He's gonna use the card against us. That is nasty work. I agree. I got Jay before Britt personally, especially now. Now, a little bit. Now I got Jay before Britt.
I don't see that. Well,
me personally, now just currently, I got Jay over Britt as a hill. But Britt is still God tier. We did it. I can't wait to do a list like that. Britt is definitely God tier for AEW. Absolutely. It's not even a debate. She's Charlotte Flair over there. Oh, Matt Hardy. What about my boy Matt Hardy?
It doesn't matter.
Who cares? He needs to be at fucking home.
Yo. Not it doesn't matter. Yo, Dre just want to say it now.
It doesn't matter. He really doesn't matter.
Cuz don't give a shit about that nigga. Let's go with my fucking
Hold up, but does he not matter more? I think he's at the top of the it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because he's really like
he's a high profile, it doesn't matter. Bro. Like
he's one of the biggest dubs to
I ain't gonna lie, Dre, but it doesn't matter. I kind of been doing it the reverse.
Nobody wants to say it, but he's one of the biggest dubs to AEW. When he pulled up, everyone like, oh, Matt Hardy, broken Matt Hardy's in AEW. That shit like fell flat on his face.
I still feel like Matt Hardy is more warranted than any of those three.
And doing what? Living out his 1999 dreams?
Me personally, I'd rather see Matt Hardy on TV before Brian Cage, Brock
That's
Anderson.
Cap. I would not. Yeah. Hell no, I don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm. I said me.
See a nigga that can hardly walk versus a nigga that can a big ass flips like.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Nigga hobbling around killing himself. How does nigga Matt Hardy about to kill himself doing a leg drop?
Yo, man. You know? All them leg drops off the ladder will catch up to you.
Yeah.
Go Malachi Black. What about Malachi Black?
I don't like his name, but
heel.
Gotta be evil.
Heel right after Baker.
No argument there. All right, Bobby. Never mind.
I kind of feel like I put
Cody Rhodes.
Yo, I'm dead.
I kind of put. I probably put Brody King before Jay Lethal too, and you know Jay Lethal's my guy, but man. Brody kind of got more looks than Jay Lethal in a sense. Like,
he just got his first look with Darby Allin.
But he beat him up for like 2-3 weeks in a row. He even beat him up at a Comic-Con, at a shop, at an autograph shining somewhere else.
Jay Lethal did the same thing to Samoa Joe.
I mean, Jay Lethal did have the whole Ric Flair thing, but Jay Lethal lost to Samoa Joe. I mean, well, he lost to Darby finally, but he beat him like twice before and beat him up at a couple spots also. Like,
I mean, I was in the field. I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, they're pretty close.
I got another goodie. Get ready, Dre. Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, hit that Halcyon button.
You heard the damn man.
Halcyons, GHB. Placidil. No, the Placidils, I think, were in the early 90s. But I know there was some GHB and Halcyons on the flight. Halcyons were some things that we took sometimes just to go to sleep for a long period of time. And sometimes you use them for a rib, too.
Can you admit, that alcohol at the very end was nasty, bro. I was about to say, we might need a new bracket for Jeff Hardy, bro. The plane ride from hell bracket. Can you imagine if Jeff Hardy was there on that ride? He wasn't, but that would have been... That would have been the final straw, bro. That would have been two with Jeff there. Jeff is a heel because he just keeps breaking the law, man. Like, he is a habitual.
Oh, come on, guys.
Law breaker. That is classic heel work.
Guys, relax.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You could have been, it doesn't matter.
Keith Lee.
Oh, that's a baby face for sure. There's not even no... Like, he's as baby face as it gets, bruh.
So where do you put him on the baby face list?
I put him right after Hangman Adam Page. Like, I'm not saying he's more popular than Darby or Eddie Kingston, but as far as, like, being a good guy, like, he's, like, the most purest guy you got next to a Hangman Adam Page. You might be even more pure, like, does Keith Lee even cuss? Like, he's like the king of, like, good guys.
Ari, do you agree with that? I kind of got him after Darby Allin. But I want to hear what the votes is.
Like, obviously, Darby and Eddie are more popular than him at AEW.
I got him before Eddie. I kind of agree what you're saying.
And but, like, his like character, he's, like, just a good guy. There's no edge. There's no edge to
Darby
him.
Darby Allin is just their top baby face.
There's no
bro.
Dark side.
Currently,
like
he's their top babyface. I get the emo thing, but he's literally one of their top babyfaces right now.
All right, I put him after. If we're going off popularity, then I put him after a Hook. But if
I'm talking about overall, I'm not just saying.
If we're popularity. Just talking about their character, their actual character.
I'm talking about everything, like overall. To me,
based
Paige
off
makes
character.
Sense. Because it's not like Paige's moveset is super babyface, but it fits a babyface character. Paige drinks alcohol. That's not like he gets drunk. That's not the super babyface thing, but he's a babyface. It works with the crowd. So overall, that makes sense. Darby Allin, he's a babyface. Like, we know he's supposed to be because of his character is supposed to be dark and this and that. But no, he does it for the crowd. Skateboard, he try to relate with the crowd.
Well, if we're doing that, then I put Eddie Kingston over Keith Lee.
Just by
that logic, I get that logic. Like, you ain't got to be like Mr.
I'm
like,
not gonna lie.
You ain't got to be a Boy Scout.
No, overall feel. Like, that's why I said the tweener, even keeping the list, is still fit for me. Like, Hill, the overall feel, Christian Cage, Jericho. Makes sense.
I think this is the tweener.
It makes sense. CM Punk, like Ari said, they switches when it comes to the story. And like y'all been saying, they can be hill and face. They could get the love and hate out of anywhere.
It doesn't matter.
It makes the most sense. It's kind of, we got to keep the same energy. How we doing, it doesn't matter. Like, we know they're either baby face or hill. But right now, we need
a plane ride from hell section, bro.
Yo, no.
Jeff Hardy got to go. No, he does his own bracket. But like, I'm sure there's someone else on there. Yes, there is. Moxley.
I don't see Moxley. See, relax.
Plane ride from hell. Moxley. Yo, Jake Roberts. Okay.
Matt Jackson. Oh, my
God. Yeah, we got some plane ride from hell candidates up here.
Matt Jackson. Where's Matt Jackson on the list?
Tweener. So he is the ultimate tweener. I would put him probably over Matt, over Kenny Omega as far as the tweener.
Where's Ari?
This was the guy who told the fans to stop cheering for him because they weren't cheering for him earlier in the year. If that ain't some tweener, no, don't cheer for us now. You were cheering for us last week. Like, man, shut up, man. It's like a little. Like a little bitch.
I'm not putting him over Kenny just because of that, or Brian Danielson.
He is.
I'll put him over Daniel Garcia though. Yeah, I like that. I'm not putting him over Brian Danielson. I'm sorry. How about Claudio?
Babyface.
I was just about to say that. I was
another Keith Lee. He's another Keith Lee.
Exactly. He can't do no wrong. He's like Darby Allin. He can't do no wrong.
He's right there. It's him and Keith Lee, are both before Hook.
I got him before Lee. To be real with you.
Yeah, just he got a little bit. He got a little bit more history with the independent wrestling and everything too.
And he's from WWE guy, so it's like. Okay. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, that was my time.
Guys, relax. R-E-L-A-X, relax.
That was my Italian side, I apologize, man. You're racist sometimes.
Oh my gosh. Yo. I'm sorry. Luchasaurus.
Played right from hell. Can you imagine Leo? Oh my god.
Yo, Luchasaurus.
It doesn't matter. You almost mattered. You almost mattered, Luchasaurus.
He almost mattered.
He almost mattered. Nope. He does though.
No, we're not doing that. Nope. I'm saying tweener for now because I definitely think he's about to turn heel. No.
The execution of that really pissed me off, by the way. Tony Khan, he showed your inexperience with that booking when it came to that. Let's have Christian turn on Jungle Boy at the end of a matchup that they lost their titles and then have Luchasaurus defend him the next following weeks while he disrespects your tag team partner's dead family and his mother and then turn on him as soon as he gets back. Like, bro, like, it was just... Yeah. And he was doing firework while Jungle Boy was out with him, too. So it's like, yo, you're starting to make me actually care about your character just to, like, revert back to Jungle Boy's, like, shadow, you know? Like, all right.
Yeah.
Who you got? Pac?
Yeah, Pac. Who's next? Pac.
Pac is a tweener.
I agree. But you gotta be high on the list.
Pac, I definitely put him before. I definitely put him before. Man, like, yeah, it's between him and Matt Jackson. Like, I'm kind of on the fence. I'm like, for different reasons, like. Pac's like more of a, they're both bad guys that are positioned as good guys right now, but their offense and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Pac holds like Pac, demeanor screen.
Pac's offense is babyface. Damn, same with Matt Jackson. They both got babyface offense, but their demeanor are both heel. Like, you know,
especially
like,
Pac. Yo, Pac just screams heel. And he does have a baby face moveset. Like, he is the ultimate
tweener. They both really do. They both do, though, really. it's just different. Like, Pox is like an aggressive tweener, and then Matt Jackson's like that Gen Z type.
Ooh, I got another good one.
It's a tough one. Who is this nigga throwing up the set, my nigga? Like, hold
yo,
up,
yo,
what?
We not underneath Max Kester, man. Matt,
he's an automatic baby face.
Matt.
I don't even know his name. I'm a fan right now.
Oh my god.
He posed like he was in jail. Like he was like in his lineup picture, bro. Like, my nigga was like bean bug setup and everything. Yo,
that does not make him.
Buddy Murphy looked like he about to drop a rap album. Like, the way he got his hands. Look like the Def Jam Vendetta cover, bro. But all right, who we doing?
Oh my god.
Five from New York.
Who's my person? Who that? Frankie Kazarian. There you go. Oh no, I said Matt Seidel. There we go. Matt Seidel.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I know you're baby face.
Shush. Shush, please.
Yeah, add the jobber. Give me the jobber list. It doesn't matter, is the jobber. I mean, it's the same thing. Well, no. It doesn't matter. It means like you just aren't mattered. But like, jobber is just like, you're just a jobber. Like, I don't know. Because I can't consider the Hardys jobbers.
Nah.
Frankie, but they don't matter right now. Yeah, I guess. Damn, Frankie, I hate to do you like that too, man. I got bad respect for Frankie. Yeah. I got bad respect for Frankie. But damn. Oh god.
Oh, Warlow.
I thought that was Jacob Fatu for a second. I was like, why are they got Jacob Fatu on here? Like, what?
Oh my god.
Warlow's definitely babyface, 100%. Like, in between. He's been hoed out by MJF. His whole thing has been like babyface. He's just like.
So, where do you got Warlow, though? Number two? Number one?
I put him. His momentum dropped too, some. I probably put him right before or after Eddie Kingston.
I agree. You lost Eddie that Kingston passion.
So much. Eddie Kingston got so much potential. Eddie Kingston could really be the number one babyface if looked right.
Nick Jackson.
Tweeter as well, but I'm going to put him like, he's not as bad as his brother. I put him probably like before or after Garcia.
Whoa.
I would have put him.
You don't think Nick? You gotta talk about that. Nick,
see, I'm getting the mixed up because I'm thinking like the tweener. I'm kind of thinking like opposite of. I'm kind of thinking opposite of the way. So yeah, probably Nick Jackson right there. Put Pac and then put Matt right of Pac.
That's what I was thinking. There you go. Yeah, I like that. That makes sense. I like that. That makes sense. All right. I feel better. You know, I was about to say, well, let's do Buddy.
Yeah, I got that next
Matthews. Oh, no. Don't say it. Don't say it.
I can't do that to Buddy Matthews. Pit him right before Austin Gunn, I guess. I mean, they've actually done more with Austin Gunn, though. He's actually had more focus, really. You know what I'm saying? I probably put him like, yeah.
Ooh, you might be making sense.
That's nasty. Nah, we got to give Andrade before Austin. Andrade at least is the leader.
We
got to
be real, though. Austin Gunn, like, Andrade's, and you know I'm an Andrade's guy. He really is just doing.
Andrade's beat Darby Allin in a main event. I'll put him before just to get off that. Right, just to get
I like that rebuttal. That's what I'm talking about, Jared. I like that
rebuttal. Because he's looking. Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a debate. Tony Khan, please.
Yeah. MJ.
This man wrestled Ric Flair's last matchup. Please get him right.
MJF.
2900%.
The top. At first, he was the top heel, but lately with the, it's just I can't put him top tweener yet because I feel like
he got the CM Punk pipe bomb.
It didn't come in full effect yet to me. Cause I agree with you.
You have to see it out.
I feel like he has to have that moment for me to soon at like when once he had that moment in Queens, if like the prediction is right, number one by far. By far, like he literally displaying, I can do both and still be me. That's what makes you a top tweener. That's why you got top tweeners like, gotta say CM Punk, Kenny Omega, and Brian Danielson, because they don't necessarily like switch up their style in a way. So to me, that's what makes you a top tweener. Next, let's see. You got probably do a couple more.
Come on, read the comments.
Cody, comments. Oh, Cody wrote. Oh my god.
Oh, don't deny me.
Yo,
quit saving people.
I don't even. Why you saving people? I don't even.
Why you saving people? Scroll up.
Scroll up, yo.
You trying to save her? She don't want to be yo, saved. Don't fact, save I'm gonna
help
her.
You out. I'm gonna help you out. I can't find it, but I got one. AQA.
Who? Smack who is this nigga? Yo. Yo. I never even heard of them.
Oh my god.
AQA, wow, I'm mad. Yo. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, not this smack.
I'm mad. I have to do that to a sister, bro. Damn.
Oh my gosh, smack. Who is this?
Brandon Cutler. God damn, I swear to God, if Brandon Cutler makes the Fight Forever game, there's no FTR. I will break that shit.
Oh, Brandon Cutler. What you mean? He's been working with the game. He's definitely in it.
You know what's nasty? When the game started production, FTR was actually the tag team champions at the time that this game started production. I looked it up. That is wild disrespectful.
That's crazy disrespectful. And they're still tag team champions. Yeah,
they came in 2020. And you got people came in 2022 who are in the game, bro. Like, yeah, people coming 2 years after you got this. It's nasty.
John Silver.
Babyface. Big baby.
Now, where do you put him, though?
I put him right before. I put him.
Warlow? I kind of want to play heck him before.
No. I put him. You joking. I put him before Colt Cabana.
I've never seen hot tag like that.
He's loved, but he's not more over than
Hook. I feel you. He's not overhooked Keith Lee quality. I feel you.
Yeah, I feel like we really just like.
Look at all these wrestlers.
All the people we've been brutal to, and then we show mercy on Colt Cabana of all people. Like,
Nyla Rose.
She's the definition of tweeter. That was a joke. Let me not do that. Let me see. Let's get a hill. It doesn't matter. You put her. It doesn't matter.
Okay, where do you put her at then? I'm listening.
I put him at. I'm sorry. I put they at.
Guys, relax. R-E-L-A-X, relax. We don't want to put too much on wax before they go up against the line.
Jesus Christ, bro. I don't even know the pronoun with Nihilus, so I got to be careful. Is it they? Is it
Hello, Amen. Yo, where is Nyla Rose? Oh. Face, Peter, or Hill? Why is that so much? I set myself up. I did it. My fault.
You picked him.
Her. Nyla Rose, she's in the women division.
That is the ultimate heel. I'm sorry. Put them before. Guys, relax. Oh, I got tears forming.
Guys, relax. Oh,
I'm good. But put them before.
Juice, please.
Yo. I'm good. I'm just saying, you gotta put them at least Jericho. At least before Jericho. That is as classic heel as you can get. The dude beating up all the women. That's the Andy Kaufman.
Guys, relax.
Juice, please.
Guys, relax.
All right. Up next. Oh,
you gotta throw higher, please.
Up next,
please higher. Heel higher. At least before Jay Lethal.
Bobby Fish. Bobby. At this point, Bobby Fish.
Yo, Bobby Fish doesn't matter because Tony Khan dropped a storyline. That's how much he doesn't matter, bro. He might be the top, it doesn't matter. They literally had the Elite turn on the Young Bucks to set up that matchup for once they get healed, and they say, you know what, scratch it. You're gone. We don't need you. Like, it doesn't matter. Fish does not matter.
Oh my god!
You know, I think Tony saw. Now that I think about it, I think Tony saw Fish's comment about Triple H now being in charge, and about how when he used to work for Triple H, like he would like die for Triple H. Basically, Tony like, oh yeah, we'll go die for that nigga.
We about to do a couple more and head out and do like three more. All right, first, Sammy Guevara. Wow. Sammy Guevara.
That's a heel. Like 100%. Fat Shaman. Top of the line.
That's why Eddie came. Now,
where you fat shaming during cancel culture season? I got to put him before Malakai Black.
After what he just did. Yo, you know what? We about to close out soon. And then how about, you know what? We'll do Sunny Kiss.
It doesn't matter. I can't even think of what Sunny is. It doesn't matter. You don't get those two times.
Wait. Just like this.
Before Ari gets back, let's hear if they do that Sunny
Kiss. Yeah. I just thought about that. We want our sponsors. Yo, the next tier list I'm going to do, we're going to start ranking them. We're actually going to have a little bit more. So, I ain't going to lie. I kind of did like just to be ha-ha.
Give me three more, bro. Because this is funny, bro. I've been like in tears over here.
Yo, we need to do a jobber main event. Jobber mid card.
Oh yes, I'm with that.
John Moxley.
With Clay Wright from hell.
Yeah.
We gotta
do one like y'all right. John Moxley. Where do you face tweener hill? It doesn't matter. John Moxley.
It doesn't matter. What match John Moxley's in, he's gonna bleed.
Oh, gosh. Yo, Face, Tweeter, Hill, it doesn't matter, John Moxley.
He's the ultimate tweeter. Even when he's loved.
For real?
Even when he's loved, he comes out with the attitude. He won't, and that's the weird thing. He goes through the crowd, but he won't slap not one fan's hand. Not okay. One fan. Everybody will get all up in his face, like literally jump in front of him, and he just like try to like be like the ultimate tough guy. I'm like, bro. Like, he is a try-hard. I never seen someone try so hard to, like, exude toughness. I'll give him... It's the same thing with Daniel Bryanson. His offense is completely heel. So, yeah, I gotta give him Twitter. I can't give him baby. And a couple of weeks ago, before he squashed CM Punk, it was kind of on the fits. Like, he had a little bit of mannerisms that made me kind of wonder, like, was he going to be the heel going into the matchup? When he came and saved him? You remember when he came and saved him? And then after the match, him and Claudio were, like, fist bumping and everything, like, going up the thing, like, yeah, F him. And I'm just like, bruh, like, he didn't do nothing to y'all for y'all to be acting like that. He came and saved you. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. Oh no, like it's all the fits between a tweeter and a face for John Moxley. I put MJF before John Moxley.
A tweener?
He's more of like a, like Moxley's like a face MJF tweener, though. And MJF is like a heel turning face because of the fans. So it's kind of hard.
You're not going to lie. To me, I'm going to stick with it because I'm not mad at it. Because I know eventually he's going to be there. But to be real, currently right now,
yeah, I give Moxley.
Behind Bryan Danielson. I even think he's behind Bryan Danielson. As when we're talking about
Moxley or MJF?
No, MJF. Because he hasn't done enough tweener, like getting both. MJF. Like I said, with MJF, we can see it, and we can see how great he can be.
I mean, we just know it's
exactly,
there.
But
it
hasn't been done. That's
we know the next time he pops up, that's it.
I can't. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. He hasn't done enough tweener for me. I can't put him over Danielson, who showed us it. I can't put him over Kenny, who displays he could be a tweener, and still low key doing it right now. And then Moxley, CM Punk, of course, that's why he's first on the tweener list.
Hold on, where we got Miro? What we doing, Miro? Because, man, Malakai Black to be in the top five heels on here, that doesn't feel right.
We didn't do everybody. So, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, but no. My man Ray to leave. Hold on. But not even that, Dre. When you think about it, low-key, that doesn't sound crazy. We were saying AEW, they need good heels.
I'm just saying because of how he's been portrayed. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, like, is he really like in the top five right now? Like the way he's sounding makes it sound like
yo, he's not. Bro, it's a lot going on behind the scenes because I was telling somebody that. I was like, bro, what? There's something else going on because you're involved in programs. Like, they do utilize you. Like, that's why I don't. Like, you're getting used more than Miro's going to use. So that's why I'm a little confused. That's why I say it got to be more than what we're being told. Like, Tony must have shut down, like, a creative control or something like that. Because literally, Malakai Black has been used more than Miro. Malakai Black has been used for a minute on television.
He's been losing more than Miro, too, though.
He got a whole team. And it's not like he playing a back burner in his team. No, we acknowledge you as the leader. Like, even if he's losing, no, I'm not. So what, bro? Sometimes so what? And the reason why I say so what for Malakai, because you're one of them wrestlers, you lose, it doesn't
matter. Yeah.
But like
your character's like, so cool.
Like Seth. like Velveteen at a certain time. I even give him credit. He was one of those people always said, like, bro, this dude been losing, but it's not hurting like his status at all. So that's why I don't want to hear that. It got to be something more than that.
Sammy Guevara. God damn.
And we didn't even go through the whole roster. I'm so glad
Sammy Guevara is ranked higher than Jay Lethal, but I can't deny it. He just did position better.
Oh, yeah.
Being there from day one, you know?
Yeah, and playing the hill better. Currently, he's playing the hill role better than him.
I mean, Jay Lethal is screwed, really. I mean, he's throwing with Satnam Singh and the other dude. Like, it really ain't his fault.
That can't take power bombs.
Damn, hold up, man. We're going to leave FTR off. They already got left off the game. We're going to leave them off the tier maker too, bro.
Oh, my.
We can at least end with FTR.
All right. Dax, I'm going to do that last year because I messed with FTR. We're going to do that.
Face for sure.
Dax. We playing Dax.
I put Dax before Cash for sure.
Absolutely.
Just due to the whole fight like an 8-year-old.
Put him before Keith Lee? Do you even put him before Claudio?
Right now, I put him before Claudio and Keith Lee. Yeah. Definitely. Dax has been that person people low-key been talking about, like, isn't, like, could make an argument for, like, wrestler of the year in a singles run. I ain't even counting their tag team run. They did a lot of singles matches this year, too. He has lost most of them, to be fair, but he's getting those reps.
This is a good year. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, no, the next one will be the recap of All Out, but I'm gonna start just sneaking in tier lists, man. No? Tier lists are good fillers.
Maybe the jobber mid-tier
podcast.
Next time.
Dre, you want to do your find you at? I think I'm going to do a stream. I might do that MMA stream.
Y'all can find me on Anchor, Spotify at 5-Star Pod Splash, on Twitch at The Whole Effin' Show. But more importantly than all of that, you can find me on Cash App, Fatabadia. For $1, you can feed a starving African over here. Let me tell
you. Have to relax.
I keep blowing my fucking phone up, bro. All right. I got off of this. Niggas keep blowing my phone.
All right. Before I close out, I'm going to do one more for the tier list. It doesn't matter where Powerhouse Jobs is. Do you hear me?
Powerhouse Hobbs, heal all the way. Jobs. Don't even do my guy like that. If we being matter. Real right now, like, if we being real right follow, now, Powerhouse Hobbs can go before Malachi Black.
Tell a friend.
Don't do that, bro. We're not doing Hobbs like that. Well, don't
the show
do that.
Has come to
don't
an end.
Do
sit back.
We're not doing
and
Oakland
relax.
Like that.
Shush, please.
Swirling mess.
Yeah.